Zweiter in Shas, we're in Bava Basad of Samachay, picking up on Samachdalma, Bibadabama page. Very last line, Itmar. So we left off that we know now the Makor of Rabbi Akiva the Chachamim about whether it's sold by Ayin Ra, Ayin Yafe, right? So we said that Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion when he sells something, you do by Ayin Yafe, and the Chamar by Ayin Ra, and not with everything. Now, what's that lacha? Amar Rav Huna, Itmar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, peep, turn the page. Samachay, halacha, different Chamim, lacha goes according to the Chachamim. Says the Rashbam, when he's selling his bayin ra, which means he's holding back a little bit. Rabbi Kiva, says Rashbam, the bayin yafa mocha is sold bayin yafa. Lekamon ayin aleph. V'achi have your maskana, Rabbi Akiva, damar le Rav Huna le Rav Nachman, hilchos a kavasaychu, de mikravisu lebava. The race galusa the shchichi dayani, dayani. So it ends up saying the lach is going to end up being like Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rav, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba the Rav Huna, because it was Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba that said name is Shmuel that it goes according to Rabbi Akiva, but it was Rav Huna Amar Rav who said that it goes like the Kodesh Chacham. So now Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, the one who said the lach goes according to Rabbi Akiva, to Rav Huna. Zimnus again, Amrisa Kamei the Rav. There are many times I said in front of Rav, Hilchos Rabbi Akiva, V'lomer li V'lomidi. I said many times the lachas like him, and he didn't say anything to me. Amar Lei, said back to him, Heichi Tinisa. How did you teach it? Like maybe you said in a way that he went in that particular direction, but he meant differently. So he said back to him, Amar Lei. He said, Ifcha Tinina. I taught it backwards. In other words, I said that it's Ayin Yafeh goes according to the Chachamim. And that Ayin Ra goes into, according to Rabbi Akiva, right? In order then for him to choose what he's going to go with. It says, Rashbam, Omri le Ifcha, the Rabbi Akiva by Ayin Ra, the Rabbanan by Ayin Yafeh. The Gemara who to come first, the Ifcha, Havatani Rabbi Yirmiyah, Omiyu, Iu lo Amar le Rav Huna, Lashon Ze, Ifcha Tanina. It wasn't actually him that told him this, but it's the Gemara telling him, Shema Yodea, Shein Rav Huna, Shona Kamoso, Laya Lulatamua, the Hainu Hach, the Bain the Rabbi Huna, Bain the Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hilchos the Ba'ayin Ra Mocher. So he says that, what did you do? So when he says back, Mishum Hachi Lo Amar Lach Valamidi. Says that's why he didn't say anything to you, because he said to Rav that the Lacha goes with accord, goes contra Rabbi Akiva, which you're saying that a seller does it Ba'ayin Ra. And for Rav didn't correct you, because he also holds that a person does it Ba'ayin Ra. He may have thought that he's going according to Chachamim by Ayin Ra, but when he says, okay, he says Rabbi Akiva says Ayin Ra, fine, no problem, I'm going to go according to Rabbi Akiva over there, because bottom line is his stance is that you do it Ayin Ra. So therefore, you don't have a raya that he's going and saying like that. Okay, so now, Amar Le Ravin Le Rav Ashi, Lema Azul Tamayu, you want to say that Rav and Shmuel are going according to themselves, the Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel, Ha'achin Shechalku, they have your brothers that go and they get a inheritance, and they go now, they mechalik that inheritance, they split it up. Says Rishbam, Shneim Bochim Zelazeh, they go and they sell to each other. Ein Lahem Lo Derech Zeh Al Zeh, Velo Sulama Zeh Al Zeh, Velo Chalona Zeh Al Zeh, Velo Mazamayim Zeh Al Zeh, Vizaru Bahen Shalachus Kavuos Hain. Once he set up that deal over there, then what's the din? The din is that Elam Lo Derech Zeh Zeh means, let's say there's an inner field and an outer field. The one who buys the inner field can't go through the outer field to get there. He doesn't have a right anymore. And he can't even put ladders. Let's say they have an upstairs and a downstairs, and the one at the bottom has a downstairs and the garden. The one that's upstairs is nothing. He's only putting a ladder to get there. And they have no chalonos. The other, you have a taina. That let's say one of them goes put up chalonos in a way that it messes the other one over. It says, Rishbam, Kvarim, Fresh, Barak, Rishon, Linusol, and Dabzai, in the beginning of Lo Chalonos, Vemrat, live. He can go ahead and he can do it. And also, Amasamayim, they can't have, you can't like run a channel of water through the other person's part in order to get to yours, even though you don't have a way of getting it. Sorry, Charlie. And be careful that these are halachas kfus, means says Rashbam, Chomash halacha, and this is the halacha. V'rav amar, Rav says, right? Because, everything we just saw was Shmuel. Dama v'nachem or Shmuel. Rav Omer Yeshlehem. Nope, he does say they do have the way, they have the path to get through over there and the ladders, all that stuff. Says Rishbam, the mocher, bayin ra mocher. Rav says Yeshlehem because when he sells it, he's selling bayin ra. Mishayer la'atzma, he's leaving over for himself. Bama shamacha la'achiv, davar at sarach lo, he's leaving over a path and light that you can't block up with the windows and that kind of stuff. So Shmuel seems to be saying Ayin Yafen, Rav is saying Ayin Ra. All of this, remember, is because when they split up their estate, this Yerusha, and they're selling it, it's like a sale that's happening, and then that's the question, the way that we understand how this sale goes. And Sricha, so Ravina seems to be saying, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is the same as the one that we just brought before. Why do you have to bring up the Machlokas in two different places? Sricha. Diashmin Bahi, if we just would have taught us about the brothers that go and split up their Yerusha, we would think, Bahi Kama Rav, Mishum Damar Le'lei, that's where Rav would say that you hold on a little bit of your rights. You know, that's Ayin Ra. Because you could say, I need to be able to go ahead and get this Yerusha over here and live in the same way that Papa used to live, the way that he had it. He had a way of getting there. So therefore, that's why he did it. Teda, and you should know, it makes sense to say it. Tachsev, tachas avosecha yubanecha. All right, the Pasuk of Dilem says, in the place of your father shall be your sons, which means to be saying that they should have the ability to go ahead and to do what the Papa did over there. But in the other situation of whether Lacha goes according to Rabbi Akiva or to the Chachamim, maybe we could say the Rav is going to agree with Shmuel, who goes according to Rabbi Akiva, that it's Ayin Yafes, says Rishbam. Rabbi Akiva, the Rabban, and Ema Modil, Rav Shmuel, the Mocha Ayin Yafes, maybe he'd be masked in that case. Therefore, he had to write it over there as well. If he just would have written over the context of this Machlokas goes to Lacha, well, that's what Shmuel would say going to Rabbi Akiva, that you do it ba'ayin yafe. But over there by the brother splitting up, maybe he's going to be masking to Rav that he does an ayin ra because he wants to retain some sort of status to be able to get there. Tzricha, he says, right? No, the machlokas applies in both cases. Now, back into, does the halacha go according to Rabbi Akiva, Ayin Yafe, or Chachamim Ayin Ra, Amar Rav Nach, Amar Rav Huna, Hilchos Kavasin? Does halacha go like us, says Rashbam? What does that mean, Hilchos Kavasin? Shmuel. For Rav Nachman, Talmido Haya. Does it go like us, like Shmuel, who goes, because he was a Talmud of Shmuel, that's Rav Nachman, is Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. He's a Talmud of Shmuel, and he wants to know, does it go like us, like Shmuel, who goes according to Rabbi Akiva, that it goes Ayin Yafe, or Hilchos Kavaseichu, does it go like you, who goes according to the school of thought of Rav, who goes according to the Chachamim, that he does it Ba'ayin Ra'ah. Amalei says back to him, Halacha Kavaseichu, the Halacha goes like you guys. In other words, it goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Why? Demikrivisu lebava dereish galusa. Because you're close with the gates of the reish galusa. Right? Rav Nachman was the son-in-law of the reish galusa, the one who was running the show there. Rav Nachman chasana debin, says Rashbam, Rav Nachman chasana debin nesia hava, v'ragil b'makom adayanim d'shchichi dayini. He was by the dayanim a lot, that's where shchichi dayini v'ra maisim b'chol yom, he saw every day, hech dayini, how they paskin. Dinami, dinach kach, dini kach perish rabbi nechanano. D'shchichi dayini, where the judges are commonly found over there, therefore, you're going to know who really it's following over there. And it goes going to Rabbi Akiva. Let's say you have two houses, and one person owns both of them. And there's one house inside of another. In other words, in order to get to the one of them, you have to pass through the other. Both of them were sold, let's say, to two different people. At the same time, says the Rashbam, Shamachem biyachad l'shnei b'nei adam, oshneim biyachad b'matana l'shnei b'nei adam, is given over to two people as a matana at the same time. Ein lo derech l'pnimi alachitzon, the inner one doesn't have a derech through the, from the outer one. The chiheichid l'pnimi zavin v'yav b'ayin yafa l'chitzon nami b'ayin yafa l'yav. It's like he's giving ayin yafa to the chitzon, so to the panimi, so you should be able to get through the, you know, giving you a place to get through. Also, to the outer one, he's giving the ayin yafa as well. V'lo mikri ayin ra afilu l'rabbanon. Aleichu d'macha is a panimi. When he sold the panimi, v'ikiv la'atzmo s'chitz, when he kept the outside one, ki masnisan aval, gimel. Ki gon macha lo esabor v'esados. Okay. Ja, Dalton. Yikiv, I see, Senaval Hecha, Dolo, Ikiv, La Atzmo, Klum, De Kule, Alma, Modu, De La Ze, Macha, Kola, Chiton, La Ze, Kola, Pnimi, Vein, La Pnimi, Ala, Chiton, Klum, De Lo, Te, Ayin, Yafel, La Ze, Rela, Ze, Sa, Ayin, Yafel, one, Rat, to the other, therefore, he actually doesn't have a way of getting in. So, back to the thing. Shnei B'mechem, Shnei B'matana, Elam, Derech, Zel, Ze, they don't have a Derech, you know, one on the other. So the inner one is kind of messed over now. He's not able to even get to his apartment. Kol shekein chitzel matana pidim b'mecher. Certainly, this is going to be the case if the outer one was given as a matana and the inner one was sold. It says, "Rishbam devadai lo tia eno yafe itzel lokeach v'roy itzel mekaba matana de lahu de yayiv le didei rachim le." Clearly, he's not going to be doing ayin ra to the one he gave as a matana and ayin yafe the one he gave to as a mecher. Right, because he gives him a ton, he's going to give the whole thing. Chitzon b'mecher. But what about if the outer one was a sale, upni b'matana, and the inner one was giving it as a matana, then what's going to be the din then? Does the inner one have the way to get to his apartment now or not? Savim mina ein lam derech zel zeh. First, they would think that they don't have the right of way to pass through each other's properties. Says Rishbam, the kivin de l'shnayim mocher v'nosein, ain't ralazev atol vazev, so they end up getting the same amount. Velohi, but really it's not true. Milo tana, didn't we learn in the Mishnah, which we will see with the Shemini and Aleph, Amit from Amurim, when is it true? This is coming off at our parak now that start off that we said that there's certain times you sell something and other things aren't coming along with it, like the pit's not coming along with the house or something like that. When is that true that the things are excluded from the sale? Bimocher. Somebody sells it. Somebody gives a matana. Nosen is kulan, which means he's giving everything over there. It's including even things that are excluded by a sale. Alma man diyav matana bayin yafi. If somebody gives it with a matana, it's an ayin yafa with everything. Achanami man diyav matana bayin yafa. So here he's giving a matana, it's an ayin yafa. And therefore, he's giving the inner guy right away to be able to get through the outer apartment. Zok the next heilige heilige mishnah mocher sabai. Somebody sells a house, says Rishbam stam. You sell a house stam. You don't say what exactly is being concluded. Mocher esadelis. Don't worry, the door comes along with it. Says the Rishbam. Kalala de milsa kota shmishi bayis hakavuim. Anything that's used for the house is kavua there. Mocher bechalal are mechur and are sold. Bechalal bayis metaltalin mechur. But the move logics are not esadelis. The kol hamechuber lekarka. Everything that is mechuber to the ground is like the actual ground itself. Back into the thing of a law, some avteach, but he's not selling the key. Says Rishbam, demetaltala. These are metaltalin. Machar some machteshes kavua. Be sold. A machteshes is a mortar. You know, these two things that he used to like, there's something known as a mortar and a pestle. A mortar is like the bottom part and the pestle, the top part, you crush things up inside of it. So if you have, like, you know, you could have the movable ones are like used to like make spices or dips or things like that, dishes. Machas Machtesh Kavua, let's say he sold a Machtesh Kavua, says Rishbam Bekarka, it's connected to the ground. Avalos Metal Teles, but not the Metal Teles, which is the mortar, which is the piece which is movable. Machar Esa Itstrovil, let's say he sold the bottom part of a millstone. You have like a, the way that it works is the millstone, you know, you crush things up, says Rishbam. It's ogul shesavavere chayim. It goes around the millstone, the bottom part. V'davar kavua huvein mezizun or something. You don't move it from its place. Amachas, it's trivial. Avaloas akeles, but not the keles, which is a piece, says Rishbam, hafar cheses, that it was something which is metalteles. It's a movable piece. It's a type of kli that usually you put things into it. It's like a container that you put material like grain or rock or things like that. And says the Lazi Rashi that machnisin chomer l'rechayim akadoma, you put the chomer for the rechayim and the like into it. We got another letter here in the scene. Tess. Yeah, okay, it's a thing connected with Rechaim. Velo satanu, velo sekiraim, and the oven and the stove are also not sold along with it, says the Rashbam. The kol hanach mitaltalin hain. These are considered mitaltalin. V'halchanami tanya b'tosefta. This is also a bryce, you know, something which we bring down in the Tosefta. ubiseder hamishna garis macher taner macher kiraim veloni hira vim isa tsarich leukma b'mechuber sakaka. He says they do write over there that yeah, you do sell the taner kiraim with it, but I don't think that's true unless it's completely attached to the ground. Bizman shamar lo, but let's say the time the seller. He says to the buyer, "Hu v'chomash b'socho, you're buying this and everything that's inside of it." Peep, turn the page. Samach hemebeis hare kulan mechure, and then all these things are going to be sold along with it. Yeah, everything's sold with it. Then says Rish Bam, it doesn't mean everything, but it means things that are used in the house, like for example, the key, the oven, the stove, which are not things that are generally given out. But other metaltlim, which are normally gone and given to other people or use other things, they are not included in the sale, and therefore they're not included. Says the Gemara, Lemes is in Lurk Rabbi Meir. Let's say our Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Meir. D Rabbi Meir, because if you want to say it's going according to Rabbi Meir, Ha'amar Meir says, Machar Sakarim, Machar Tashmish Yakarim. Someone who sells the vineyard is also selling all the Tashmish Yakarim as well, all the stuff that goes along with it. The Rashbam comes and tells us right over here, off an Alton, that what does that mean? You say it's not like Rabbi Meir the Ketani, that what is it, Rabbi Meir of the opinion? Dalid Delo. Delo. Delo Machamech Teshes a Metalto, Delo Kribmeir, Salakim, Digrabi Meir, Almer Perkamoches Asvina. He says, Bebraisa Begomara, Macher Karim, Macher Tashmishikarim. You sell the Karim, you're selling the Tashmishikarim, the vineyard, the things that come to help. They put these metal stakes in the ground. Kigon Kanim, Shabikarim, Shein Lutzarcha, Kiditan of a season. Vuadin, Lamocher Bayes, Macher Tashmishi Bayes. Someone says house. He's selling also the Tashmishi of the house as well. So clearly when you say the normal case of you sell the thing, you're not selling the stuff that's coming with it, it's not like Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, feel to Rabbi Meir. No, you could say even this is working within the world of Rabbi Meir. Hasam Kvia over there in the Braisa, it's talking about things that are kavua, that are permanently in the vineyard. For example, says Rosh Bam, the Hasam de Rabbi Meir, Ikele Meir, Deloai Rabbi Meir, Ella, but Tashmishma Kavuam, La Olam, Betocha Kerem, things that are always used there. Shein Mizizin or something, don't move from there, Misham Leolam, ever. Viafagav, the Enim Kavuam, Bekarka, that really stuck over there. Avamechtesh, Shein Kavuam, Bekarka, Zimnin, Deshaili, Love, is Velo, Kavia, Bebayez, Kolkach. But these things that could be moved out, therefore, that's, Rabbi Meir wouldn't say that. So Hasam Kavia, Hachalo Kavia. Things over here are not Kavua, so the mortar is not like attached to the ground. Sometimes they go and lend it out. Maybe it's not so common to do, but it is done. So when we say they're not so with the house, it's talking about things that are sometimes moved out of it. Rabbi Meir will only go to things that are never moved out of it. So maybe our mission is even Rabbi Meir. Says Gemara v'hamavtech to be the delis katani, but our mishnah tells us that a key is not sold with the house, and it's something a key similar to a door. Ma delis the kavia af mavtech the kavia, just like a door is permanently in its place. So to the key is talking about one that's permanently in its place. Says Rosh Bam, the olam shein mizizon osam yisham. You don't move it. Metaltel mi makom lemakom af mavtech b'shal eitz mayri the kavia. There are keys like attached to the actual lock. Kigon shel b'nei kfarim v'afilu achi lo macher as a mafteach. You're not selling it. De'isa de'mafteach she'ena kavua ma'ari liflug v'lisabididah. If you're talking about a mafteach that's not kavua, then let it just argue with it itself. Let it just argue within it itself. B'didah mochas abayis. Someone sells a house. Macher es a mafteach kavua. Avalo es a metalteles. Only the one that is kavua in it, but not the one that's movable. Kitigatani gabi machteshes. The culture came to low the kavia tvei. Elamid the gatani deles. The fact that it taught us deles shamina delekale fluge. There's no distinction. Ela bein deles l'mafteach v'afagav. The lekala flugi ella bein delis mavtech valfagav the kavia bedelis ainu machor, even if it's kavua and the delis is not machor shuritash mishkalhu v'noch etaltelo pa'amim shematatelis avalotadu, something to do with it but not generally doing it. So the Gemara is saying v'hamavtech to me the delis katani my delis the kavia afmavtech the kavia. So therefore, what does that tell us? That the Mishnah is excluding all metaltelin from the house, the selling of the house, even if they're permanently stuck over there, and therefore clearly this is going against Rabbi Meir, who says that things that are stuck over there are included in the sale by the vineyard, and here it's saying even that are stuck are not included. It's clear that our Mishnah is not going with Rabbi Meir. Tanu Rabbanan, Hamochas Abayi. Someone goes in, they sell a house. Machar es hadelas ves hanagav es hamanul. He sold the door, the bolt, and the lock. Says the Rashbam, Nagar is b'riach v'kavua b'kosel, manulos kavua b'delas. Right, the Nagar is the door, the machas hadelas. As a Nagar is the bolt. That's something which is the thing that is new. It's stuck in the wall, and the minal is kavua bedelis, is something that's stuck in the actual door itself. Avalo es hamavtech, but not the key. Machas hamachtesh es chakuka. He did sell the mortar that was carved out of something that's attached to the ground. Says Rabbi can go and sell a hayotzim in a kotz of chakak sham machtesh es chokik machtesh. Avalo es hakavua, but not the one that's carved out of something that's not to the ground, and then after the fact was attached to it. Says Rishbam, Shahi says Chakuka Vasui Vachakach Kava Bekaka. With the local Masista, Masista Rabbi, the answer here, the Pligi Besefa, from a Komachuba Kaka, Rehu Kakaka, and it was connected to the grass like the ground. Vachain Bishop Benachan, Vachain Iker. Machar back upstairs, Machar Hatstravuli, if he sold Hatstravuli, which we said was the place where the mill. That the thing is going on top of it, right? It's permanent and it's never moved. Aval, so that is sold. Aval lo asakelas, not the that thing that we said, that little container it's used to, you know, keep stuff in it. Lo asatana, velo asakirayim, velo asarichayim, and not the oven, the stove, or these millstones. And we're talking about obviously ones that is movable. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer argues. Says the Rashbam, Rabbi Eliezer, says Amachteshes Kavua Pligi Orius Amachteshes Kavua. Kol Amachub Lekaka Reu Kekaka. Anything that is connected to the ground is like the ground itself. So even something which was carved out like a mortar that's carved out before being attached to the ground, then as once you put it in the ground, it has a deal like the ground itself, and therefore it is sold with the house, which goes against what we just said a moment ago. So the Gemara, Brisa Bizman Shamer Lohu V'Chol Masha Besocho. If the seller goes and says to the one who's buying, I'm selling you the house and everything that's inside of it, Hare Kula Mechura, and then everything is going to be sold. Bein Kachu Bein Kach, and Malasach, either case, whether or not he said this and everything's in it, Lo Macher Lo Sabor V'Lo Sados V'Lo Siyetzia. But don't think that any of these are included. These are not included. The pit, the cistern, or the Yetzia, that little building, that's a little smaller house. We said Machlokas, either what it meant was, is the like a smaller type of house, or it means like the glass. The thing was like the glass, an all-glass type of house. This is its own separate entity. So when he says it's a house, I mean, that's not something that's going to be included. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great day.